The left wall of Cave 220 is painted with the illustration of the Amitabha Sutra. It is also called Illustration of the Paradise of the West. This mural and the illustration of the Eastern Paradise of the Medicine Buddha on the opposite wall are the earliest and grandest sutra illustrations occupying a single wall found at Maugao Caves.
Here, paradise refers to a blissful realm without any suffering. A Buddhist paradise is also known as Pure Land. The paradise or blissful world of the West is the Pure Land inhabited by Buddha, Amitabha, and Bodhisattvas, and is therefore also called Pure Land of the West. It was where the people of the Tang Dynasty dreamed of entering after death. From the perspective of Mahayana Buddhism, everybody can be reborn in the paradise of the West, and everyone can become a Buddha. As long as you constantly repeat the prayer, Namo Amitabha, with devotion, at the moment of your death, Buddha Amitabha will come to guide you to the paradise of the West. That is the blissful world.
I think all of you are eager to know how ancient painters had depicted the paradise. According to Buddhist text, the paradise is located in the far west, thoroughly illuminated, dignified, and pure. Palaces and buildings of various styles are built on a ground paved with gold. The bluish-green water pond in the middle of the sutra painting represents the pond of seven treasures and water embracing eight good qualities described in Buddhist text. The focus of the entire painting falls on the central image of Buddha Amitabha, who is giving Buddha's teachings to sentient beings. He is flanked by the two bodhisattvas Avalokitesvara and Mahashtamaprata, and further surrounded by many other bodhisattvas.
I can see many children depicted in the water pond.
These are the well-known transformation lads. People who are able to enter the paradise of the West will be reborn from inside a lotus bud. This is the symbol of entering the paradise. These transformation lads are depicted with great animation. One is wearing a short-sleeved upper garment. Another one is playing handstand. I wonder if you can identify them.
The ground in front of the water pond is the ground paved with seven treasures described in Buddhist text. Two dancers are performing there, while an orchestra is playing music on either side.
In addition to those musical instruments played by the orchestra, I can also see some flying instruments near the top of the mural.
Oh yes, these instruments are self-sounding without being played.
Furthermore, the magnificent palatial buildings on either side of the lotus pond, as well as the large number of figures depicted in the painting, help demonstrate people's idealistic vision of the paradise they yearned for.